school teacher
then
died.
Then my mom said, he shouldn't have done that. Well, you know, he had stuck that needle in there, and she was black and blue. And my mom was so scared. She says, oh, the he killed her. My God, she told me, this is so sick. Nobody's supposed to come in when you got diphtheria. But my folks didn't want that. He says, no. Dad said, I'm going to call. Dad called Fetish. Fetish came down and put Feist. Raymond Feist came down. And my folks, and Tony was the oldest. He came down. My brother was upstairs, he came down. And us kids, they didn't want us to be in there. We were downstairs praying, I guess. And then she died.
Oh.
Oh my God. You know, we liked our teacher died. So what are you going to do when she was dead? Well, what are we going to do? So Dad called up Napoleon, you know, and called her folks up where her folks were and told them, and it was cold. Well, he said she had a brother and a sister. And her brother said, you get her ready and bring her to Napoleon. So my dad called around to get the undertaker. Didn't get anybody, couldn't dig anybody. It was 2 days already. Well, you smell already when you lay that long. My whiskers were scared. We didn't even go through there anymore, to the dining room. To go upstairs, we slept in the bed. We took our beds and threw them down to the porch and took them around and took them downstairs. We all slept downstairs. And we never got to diphtheria, but they had our house closed. Couldn't go out, nobody could come in.
Oh, that quarantine.
So from Tenvik down here, we got 2 undertakers. They came out with a bobsled. And they came sort of late in the afternoon, and they worked on her. And then they burned some kind of a stuff like a candle. Oh, that stunk. To this day, when I smell that, I could puke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to kill the germs. But we never went through there anymore. We ate downstairs. Our kitchen was downstairs anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready to carry her out in the porch or someplace. You can't carry her outside because the animals would eat her. Well, now it was a good thing them understickers came. And they just wrapped her up, got her ready, wrapped her up, and put her in the coffin. And they put her in a box, and they sealed the box outside with a blowtorch, you know, what the welders use. We could never see her after that. Well, now my dad has to go to Napoleon to take her up there, but he can't take anybody along because the house is closed. Can't take anybody along. Well, I know it's summertime. I mean, in the wintertime, it gets dark at 5 already. So the boys hitched up the horses and they put her in the sled, and then the undertakers took off, went home. That's quite a ways, you know, it's about 18, 19 miles.
Yeah.
10 weeks, you know. And then my dad had to go to Napoleon all by himself. And you know how long it takes in the winter time to go to drive? Then when he went through that slough there, south from Bonifaz, that's so low there, there's so much snow. And Dad was sitting up, he said he had on the sled, you know, that the seat, you know, that's how them seats were made, you probably remember them.
Yeah, the book seats, yeah.
You see that, his legs up, his drove, the coffin was the bottom of him. Yes, when he went over the snowbank, it was a fun because the snow had blown, you know, and he said the coffin would slide down, and when he'd go up the snowbank, this coffin would slide back, make a lot of noise, you know, somebody in there, so all along. He says, you know, he said, when he came back, he says, when the coffin used to come down under his feet like that, he says, my hair just went up like that. alone, you know. 5 o'clock, well, by the time I got up there, probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock. We probably didn't get in till almost 10 o'clock. Yeah. 10 o'clock to Napoleon.
Well, with the horses, yeah, that would take a long time.
Sure, you can't drive fast, it did so much snow. And then he said, when he went over that grating, he said he was so dark he couldn't see, the horses probably got that, oh my God, he almost tipped their ditch, you know. Mm-hmm. What he had to do, he said he had to go off of the back and he had to hold the sled up and drive the horses up again, because he couldn't see in the water. He said that where the ditch was, where the road was, because of our snow. He says he almost went out. Oh my God. He says he was a nervous wreck by the time he got up there. He got up to Napoleon Depot, then her brother was waiting there already for her. So.
Okay, earlier you said they called. They called to Wishiger, called the neighbors. Did you have a telephone?
Yeah, we had a telephone. We called the neighbors, so the folks are not alone there when she died, but the doctor should have stayed there.
But you actually had one of those phones, those...
Oh yeah, ringing. I still remember I ring two longs and two shorts and two longs.
Two longs, two shorts and two longs. That was the Michael Method ring.
Oh, that was something else. Well, it was a good thing we had a phone, you know. Right?
Now the teacher's name. What was the teacher's name again?
Her name was Hilda.
Hilda?
McCarter.
McCarthy?
McCarter.
McCarthy.
No, she was Norwegian. She was Norwegian. McCarter would be an Irish person.
That's
that Irish. Was a different one. Oh, I can't remember that name no more, that Hilda, but I remember the first name, because we used to scare each other, you know. When you're kids, you're so dumb, you just say stuff, you know, you want to scare each other. But that smell, I tell you, I just couldn't get it out of my mind.
Oh, did you sometimes have teachers that stayed there all year?
Oh yeah, they had 7 months school.
Okay, then you boarded the teachers?
We boarded the teachers. Then, you know, you had to make a fire in school. There was a belly button stove, you know what I'm talking about, with a door in the front. And my brother used to go over there a little earlier and he'd start a fire. Sometimes he didn't get there early enough. And when we got to school, we used to have to start the fire. And the schoolhouse, they were pretty cold, you know, during the night, the fire was out. We'd sit around with our books, and sometimes the fire didn't work very good. It smoked, you know, your eyes almost fell out, your eyeballs almost fall out by the time you got too steady. Yeah. But I had pretty good teachers, though.
Did you have to talk English, or were you allowed to talk German in the school?
Well, no, we just talked English and German, I guess. So they wasn't too strict with us.
Yeah,
of course, the teacher didn't like it because most of them, they couldn't talk German. But I don't remember that they were any too tough. But when we got outside, we talked German. But most of the time, we talked English, you know, in English school. But I went to German school, too, 2 months out of the year, so.
In the summertime for 2 months? Okay, where did you go for that?
We went to St. Anthony's. We drove with a team and a buggy and a horse that we had. My sister and I, Francis and I drove. And we drove to to school. We had to go early enough, we had to go to mass in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drove over there and we had to take some hay along for the horse. And sometimes they ate hay alongside of the highway there, you know.
Catechism.
But you learned, they also taught you German.
German, reading. I could read German and read German, and we had catechism. There was 100 kids going to school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
With Martin Brown. Brown, did you hear his name?
Yeah.
That was our teacher.
But tell me something about Martin Brown. Was he strict?
He was strict. Boy, he was strict. He'd pull some people's kids' ears sometimes, or you get with a ruler, you get your hand slipped, or you had a whole books up.
You slapped your hands with the rulers.
Here's me.
But he had, was he the only teacher for the little kids and the big kids?
Yeah, he was the only teacher for the 100 German kids.
Only one. Oh, only one teacher.
They had one girl. She was adopted. They didn't have their children by this. Mm. Maggie was her name.
Maggie Brown.
Mm-hmm. He moved to Hague, I guess, when he quit out there.
Okay. Do you remember confirmation?
Yes, I was confirmation was Bishop Worley. I was confirmed in St. Michael's, because years ago the bishops didn't come around every year. They sometimes come around every 3 years.
Yeah.
So we had to get our confirmation godmother, and then we got confirmed.
Yeah, well, see, St. Michael's Church was built
St. Michael's
in 1917,
Church.
So that was...
Uh-huh. I was old already when I was confirmed.
Do you remember, was that any special, do you remember anything special about that?
Yeah, we had to get our godmothers, you know, and I had to take my cousin. I didn't want her, I wanted somebody else, but my folks said, you better, we have to take them too, so.
Okay, who,
But she was all right.
Who was your godmother?
Christine Messett. They live in, she died now, they lived in Miles City, Montana.
Oh.
She married a vetter.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Bolzers.
Jacob? Jacob, huh?
One had Jacob Casa and one had, what is the other one's name? There's two sisters married two brothers.
Yeah.
There was not, was that your first cousin?
She was my first cousin.
That was your first cousin? Yeah. Oh.
Christy and Lisbeth, and you know Lisbeth is still alive. She lives in Portland, Oregon, and her two sons, they never married, and they're living with her in the house. They're taking care of her.
Okay.
She's older, she's in her 90s.
Now when St. Michael's Church started, your dad was there, was helping to start St. Michael's Church then, huh?
St. Michael's Church.
You went to St. Anthony?
Yes.
But then when St. Michael started...
We always kept on going to St. Anthony's, but somehow or another we got confirmed at St. Michael's, because there was confirmed that the bishop came to St. Michael's.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering if your dad helped start St. Michael's Church.
Well, no, Adam and the dad, they went to St. Michael's, you know, Adam and Filipina, But we went there once in a while because I had my fellow Lyons, my cousins. So we went over there. He came over there at the house a lot of times, you know, at Sunday dinner or something.
When somebody died, what did you do when somebody died?
And then around our country there?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom dressed a lot of times, dressed somebody. They got her to dress somebody.
You did not have the undertaker then, huh?
No, they washed them and put their nice clothes on it. They had a homemade coffin and laid them in and buried them.
You had the coffin in the house? How long?
Yeah, then they said the rosary. They left, when they were ready, then they said the rosary, and the next day they buried them. They didn't have to be,
Well, they did not wait very long then, huh?
No.
When somebody died, and the next day they buried them.
They got everything ready. So my folks said a lot of times they went to these homes and said rosaries. My dad and my mother, both of them, would say, lead the rosary, you know. So they used to get the folks to lead the rosary. I remember one funeral there, it was Louis, my brother-in-law's brother, and they had three children. Mm-hmm. And his name was Cho. And he was buried in St. Anthony's. He died so suddenly, I think he had a heart attack. And they had there, Mrs. Schlosser, you know, Sebastian Schlosser's wife. That was her sister. She married a welder later on over there. And They had these three little kids, but she didn't know what to do. So Mrs. Schlosser cleaned her basement out and she lived downstairs with her three little boys. And then later on she married that welder.
You probably knew her yet, had never seen a welder.
Oh yeah.
Welders?
Yeah, I remember the welders.
She was married to Joel Mitzel first.
Yeah.
What about Weihnacht? How did you celebrate Christmas? When you were little, let's say when you were little, did you have the Santa Claus or did you have the Bilsnagel?
No, we had a Bilsnagel. We had a Bilsnagel and we had a Grischkindl.
You had the Grischkindl.
Grischkindl. They made something with ribbons, nice ribbons, sort of an old curtain, you know, and then the ribbons were hanging down. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Grischkindl had a root, you know, from the tree. She used to give us a little licking. Then my ma had I remember one time we had candles. They put candles, some things and snips on there, then a candle. We light some candles and
it on the Christmas tree.
And that when the candle wasn't strong enough, and the Christmas tree started fire. We had it in the front room, at least in the new house already. So Dad took the thing and just threw it through the window. Throw the window out. But we had to do that because it was burning.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, the Bilsnagel was behind and the Grischkindl came. You know what we used to get for Christmas? Sometimes an apple and some cookies. We used to have these little cookies that had frosting on it. And they had a little hook on there, you could hang them on the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, they were good. And then a few little candies and stuff, you know, and then my mom would make a little box and each one would get that. And she'd be saying, next to that, had it covered up, and when the Grischkindl came, she gave Grischkindl, Grischkindl gave us that. Then they'd hit our hands with the root, you know, with the tree branch.
Did you get any gifts too? You didn't get any toys,
huh? Oh my God, I don't know. I don't remember any. One time we got the adults, I think my mom sent for heads in the Sears and Roebuck, and they could sew it on. She made their own dolls, you know, with stuff.
Your mother made the dolls.
Stuffed with that. Then she sewed that head on there.
Oh.
She made a little dress and stuff. Jenny had one and I had one. I think that's the only toys that I ever remember that we got.
What about Easter? Did you have Easter?
Oh,
Easter rabbit?
Yeah, Easter rabbit. We didn't have a rabbit, but we thought we had the rabbit laid eggs. We used to make ourselves some nests and put straw in, mm-hmm. out in the garden. Then make a little step down there, not very deep, you know, and put straw in it. And we couldn't get no candy. We had some dyed Easter eggs in there, but we worshipped them. They were nice.
So you saw the Easter rabbit laid the eggs?
Well, we didn't know. I don't know what we thought. The Easter eggs. Easter eggs.
They were colored. It had to be from a rabbit.
Well, later on, how did you color the eggs? Were you able to buy the egg coloring? Like we do now.
I watched my sister dye eggs once, Lizzie. We were little yet, and she had lavender or something on lavender. I said paper or what, and coffee. And I don't know, she had some kind of a paper. I don't remember whether they bought it or whether it was something that they just made up. But that was funny, maybe it's just two colors or three colors, I don't know.
Well, what's that, like our crepe paper?
Maybe, that could be.
Paper.
Yeah, it seemed to me like it was
Or you know that
put
yellow
water over
something. Butter.
Yeah.
To make the butter yellow, that was used.
Put hot water over something and dyed it.
How about when you... The weddings, when you got married. Now, where did you get married?
When I got married?
Yeah, okay, where did you get married?
Yeah, I got married in St. Mary's Church.
Well, here in Bismarck. Did your folks live up here already?
We got married in 29. We got married on a Monday.
At that time, everybody got married.
Of course, we had only a week off, and we didn't. You know, you couldn't, when that was during the hard times, you couldn't buy a wedding dress from here on to New York. So I just, the priest said, just get a street dress. I bought myself a new dress, it was at Orchid. And Tony bought himself a suit. I just threw his coat away the other day. I had it hanging out there, it was just going to pieces. It was a blue serge suit, it was a beautiful suit. Tony always liked nice things, you know.
You were from 1929, you still had that same coat hanging here?
I just threw it away.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, what kind of dress did you bought it?
I had an orchid dress,
orchid.
A street dress.
It had
a little cape, not just a cape, but it had no sleeves in it. The dress had sleeves up to here, and then it had just a little, it's like a jacket like, but it's the same color, and it had lace around the bottom. You know that lace? I took that lace off, and Lynn wanted it, Eugene's daughter. So I gave it to her. So I said, Grandma, I'm going to frame that.
No,
it was about like that. It was just around the bottom, you know. It was about that high. But it was just like new, you know. And she says she's going to frame that. They think a lot of us, these kids, you know, it's about me.
What did you all
give them something they worshiped it.
Did you have a big celebration then when you got married?
We couldn't afford it. Oh, no. You know, I still got my first ring, my wedding ring here.
That's your first wedding ring.
$2 for it. That's one here.
Oh.
And of course, the diamond he gave me, that's, I had to put it in a different mounting because I wore it out. So that then we had to put it together so that it's stronger.
So it was just
the first wedding ring.
It's just this here. This is the wedding ring.
It's the wedding ring.
Just a little band about 1/16 of an inch.
Pardon?
It's just 1/16 of an inch wide, and there's no stone on it.
Yeah, and then it
no
had little flowers here. She wore out, but
the flowers wore off. Okay.
Not very big flowers, just sort of a design, you know.
Little design and
he bought me a wristwatch, and that I had. And when we got married, we couldn't afford a wedding, but Frances, my sister, stood up for me and Tony's best friend. And we got married at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then. Was the father had another wedding at 8. That's why we had to get married so early. Then we went down to the sweet shop and had breakfast. And then we borrowed my brother's car. We didn't have a car. And then we went on a vacation. We went down, my sister lived in Kintyre, 5 miles north of Kintyre. And we stayed one night over there. And then we went to Napoleon, the Mitzels. My sister lived there. We stayed one night over there. And then we went down to Adams, and we stayed one night over there. Because we never got down there without a car. You don't get any place.
Yeah.
And then my brother Joe had a pool hall in Strasbourg. Then we went over there. We stayed 2 nights over there. And then it was, by that time it was the 29th, it was Karnevalfest, you know, Strasbourg.
Church feast.
So we helped them, they made hamburgers and stuff, you know, he had that pool hall, he had pop and stuff, he couldn't sell no beer or liquor or anything like that, but so we spent 2 nights with Regine and Joe, and then we went home, and then on Monday morning we went to work again. So we just took a week off. We couldn't afford to because Tony built that house over here before we were married.
Oh.
So he had a big payments, you know, on it. That's what, like $25 a month, and then he had it for so many months, you know.
So originally, this house next door
was
ours. Their house.
We lived there 26 years.
And Grandma and Grandpa lived in the basement, and then they built this one.
Well, yeah. So you had a one-week honeymoon.
1 week.
You went from here, from Bismarck to Kintyre to Strasbourg.
Then Monday morning we went back to work again. You know, years ago, you didn't get up in the morning and say, what am I going to wear today? Because you only had two dresses.
Yeah.
One for 1 week and one for the next, one Sunday dress.
Yeah.
Oh. two dresses and one Sunday dress.
Nowadays you get up, you don't know what to wear. Oh, what am I gonna wear today? I got too many clothes. Somebody hungry?
No, wait. You have to talk some more. What about superstitions? Do you know any superstitions? Did your parents have any superstitions? Did they believe in stuff that wasn't true? I mean, if something happens and somebody's gonna die?
Well, yes. I'll tell you one thing, it was funny that happened once when my grandma died on my dad's side. She's buried south from Mott, North Dakota.
Okay.
About 25 miles. It was a country church there once. His sons lived there. And that's no more church there, but it's they put a fence around the cemetery. Keep mm-hmm. the cemetery up, and my grandma's buried down there. Well, anyhow, we were eating supper, and we had a phonograph setting crossways, and my dad was always diggering in holy pictures and stuff. He had a room at home that he had all the rosaries and books, prayer books and stuff. And his Sacred Heart pictures, they're big like that, you know. People come and would buy this. So we had it hanging over the crossways over the corner there, and phonograph was sitting there. We were eating supper. All at once that picture, poof!
Picture fell off the wall.
Fell off the wall. We all jumped up. It fell off all. And the phonograph, that was, the box was open, see that it made a heck of a noise. My dad says, oh, something happened, you know. And sure enough, it takes so long, the next morning he had a phone call, his mom died. But it was a lot of snow that winter. And then he wanted to go to the funeral. So he got ready and left that morning, went to Napoleon. And he had a brother living up there. He left his team set there. With his brother lived about 2 miles out of town. And he took the sewer line. And he went took the sewer line down to Mott, to the funeral. And you know that he came late. They just came home from the funeral when the sewer line came out. So he was too late to come to the funeral.
Yeah.
But I was at their house. When we were little, my dad had a car, 1913 Ford.
Were you had a car already, 1913?
You know what kind of lights they had? On the side, this little entrance.
With the kerosene
in there. We hardly drove nights, you know, but they were there in case you had to. So we drove to Mott. And the first day we drove to Mobridge. And we had to go over there with the ferry. And it was raining that day. So there was just room on the ferry for two cars and a buggy was on there. So when we got down to drive down to the ferry, it was so muddy, you know, by the river, it's always so muddy. So Dad said, no, we all have to get out of the car, because, you know, the car might run in or go in the river. So we got off, he took us down, and we were standing in the line there. It was just Francis and me, and Annie was a baby. And Ma, and then he drove the car in. But then there was a team this way and two cars this way, and we were standing over here. We got over the Missouri River, then we got over the other side. We got stuck because the car that did mud, you know. We got up there somehow. Then when we got over there, see, years ago they built a house. They had the grandpa she married at Seifert,
mm-hmm.
and he had Earl and two boys living there. They were farmers. And then they built a house for their dead, but they kept them alive because it was his land.
Mm-hmm.
So they farmed it for him. So they bought what they needed to that grandma. And so we stayed overnight there. I know we slept on the floor, Francis and I. And, you know, old people, they don't have that much room. They just had small place.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were ready to go home, we drove a different route, and we got stuck again. We went over the Cannonball River. It was raining again that day, so in that Ford car.
You know, like that picture falling off the wall, did it happen a lot? Did that happen to other people too? I mean, you hear about that once in a while.
My sister, I had a sister that always knew when somebody died. Katie, she always knew when something happens. And friends has wishes like that too. She has a lot of wishes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. It's out on the farm.
Right. We're talking to the recorder, so we have to finish this.
Oh.
How about Brauche? Did your ma do Brauche too when she was the midwife?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. But she always used to go to, she took me one time. I had sore eyes. And my ma says, because the priest didn't years ago believe in Brauche, see? Mm-hmm. And then my ma hitched the horse, they hitched the horse or something, they took me back there towards Swishik. There was a Lutheran lady.
Rosie?
It was a little bit, she brought the Brauche, see, mm-hmm. for the people. So, I still remember that. The lady, she had two chairs, she lifted the pillow down, she laid me down. She went out in the chicken coop and got an egg, fresh egg. And then she beat it, you know, like you make a for top of a pie, when you make pie.
She whipped the white of an egg.
Then she took the white of an egg, and she put that foam in my eyes. See, my eyes were scratchy, they were so red. Then when you're younger, you're rough right away, you know. They were really sore. So I had to do that, they got better. That's how the Brauche, you know, I suppose she did, I don't know. I don't remember that she touched me too much, but put that stuff in there. But then my ma was supposed to do it after we get home till the eyes heal.
What other home remedies did they have? What else did they do for sicknesses?
Oh my gosh.
I
had a sore mouth one time, I remember that. It just wouldn't heal. So you have to go and wash your mouth out with the horse's string out and the cow's tank. I healed that. I remember that. I had it healed. Mm-hmm. Then that old lady Dashel, she was just a common lady. And she used to make a salve. It cooled. It was black like tar almost, but was more on the brown side. But it looked like that. And I had a sore hand once, and the skin came off. I went to school already. Then my mom made me one of them, you know, put your hand in there, or the fingers out. And that was all right. I could just pull the skin off. And she took me up there, she lived in the pool, and Mrs. Dashel. Mm-hmm. Old Lady Dashel. She was a very nice, Christly lady. And she had that, she made that salve from different stuff she picked on the field. Different gegraida, and so. And she cooked that salve, and you know I healed, she healed my hand like that. I had to put it on it. It didn't smell too bad. But it's sort of cool, just like you put the peroxide on or something, mm-hmm. you know. Then you come out with it. And then I had it big already, I had it real, just. Mm-hmm. And I've got it, it was just red, sore and tender, but that healed it. So.
What about clothes? Did you make your own clothes?
You bet we did.
Did you have
my sister sewed, my ma sewed too, but she never had that much time. But Barbara, my sister Barbara, sewed clothes. She used to like your dad.
Oh, Barbara liked our dad.
My sister Barbara.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady. Go and get that picture once.
What?
Get our picture once that's sitting in here.
Did you?
From the sisters.
Did you have a sewing machine?
We have a sewing machine. We painted our own house, we sewed, we baked our own bread. Here's my sister's. See, this is the sister that used to be once around. Seven sisters.
How did you fix your hair like that? Was that homemade or did you go to town to get the hair fixed?
We had these little bobby pins, you know. Sometimes still use it. Little bobby pins, you take it to the piece of paper,
you know, that new section there.
Put that bobby pin in, you could sleep in it. You know how we used to take our bed? We had wash tubs on the farm. We had a big wash tub, we took our bed. And then we had another big pool, we washed our hair, and another one to rinse our hair. That was Saturday night, was the. Then you'd fix your hair and put a dish towel on. By the next morning they were dry. Saturday nights, you know.
Okay, when you made your clothes, where did you get the material from?
We went to Napoleon and they had a store there. We bought the goods, Mama bought the art goods. And the bloomers, the petticoats we was made out of, sometimes out of flower sacks. You know, nice. We had flower sacks years ago. We had all kinds of flower sacks. We'd wash them nice and cut them. The better ones not, but for every day, you know. The better ones were sort of lazy on theirs. Had lace on there. My oldest sister got married in black. They wore black clothes when they got married years ago.
Eddie should be here.
And my other sister was...
No, Eddie should be here.
She borrowed a dress from somebody who got married. Mm-hmm. And my other sister had a blue dress on, a street dress. And my other sister had a pink dress on. And I had an orchid on.
Katie was sick already.
And my youngest sister had a blue dress on.
So you are.
My Frances, I don't remember what she had on. Frances, what kind of dress did you have on when you got married?
What kind of dress I had on when I got married?
What color?
Pink.
Pink too?
Real light pink.
Okay.
Why?
Well, we were just discussing that we never had a white dress.
Wait, do you remember when you got the first radio?
Oh golly, yes. We were down to the Park Wilkie, down where we lived. They had these earphones.
Earphones.
You know? And Dad said one night that there was Jenny and me and my brother Mike. We go up there tonight after supper. Wilkie has a radio you can hear. So we went up and he put this on our ears. We lived up there where Ole Manis lived over a little ways. And we sat down, we had a BLA box there. So we listened to that.
but only one could listen at a time, huh?
Yeah.
You had only one earphone, so you had to pass it around.
Yeah, then we did it a while, somebody else could hear it.
I held on.
Okay. Now when you die, for what would you like people to remember you? In what way would you like people to remember you? A good housewife or a good grandma?
I'd like to have remember me as I like people and I like to help people.
To help people?
And I like the weak people too that need help.
Very nice. Very good.
Well, that's kind of what you are. You're a caretaker. You took care of your parents, you took care of your husband, you take care of everybody. Everybody comes here, you take care of them.
And I kept my home in case my kids come and want to stay with me or whatever happens, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I like that.
When you were still young, when you were still young, did you get
Adam and Bill
newspapers? Or farm magazines?
Yes. My mom got Stahl, Strauss and Sire from Dickerson. They used to print it. I used to take it up there. And my husband worked for the gas company.
Uh-huh.
It was a German paper. And my dad was the agent of
this. I like the 5x7.
He was $2 a year.
This is
and they would get
seven.
It once
no,
a month,
like
and
it.
There was all this news on there. That's how they can communicate with people that would come over from Russia. So it's there. My dad says, the best way to remember somebody, when you meet somebody, how many sisters or brothers you have, oh my, so put your fingers and say, they have five brothers or sisters, right? Then he remembered better.
I like to drive.
And he used to write, he had a typewriter.
Your dad had a typewriter?
Yeah.
Really?
And he'd write in to the Storz and Sire and Dickinson.
Yeah.
And these people would just wait for that, you know, because he could read, oh, so and so, that they'll pay the cause, that so cause, that so cause. You see, it's to what that woman, you know, they knew where they were living, see, through this paper. That went on like that. When Sebastian got, that's something dumb to talk about. But that Sebastian's grandmother, the wolf, the old wolf, she didn't pay that, she didn't pay that. I don't know why, she didn't want to send it or what. But Dad felt so sorry for her that he kept on paying her paper for $2.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Sebastian got married, Tony and I took them down to the wedding. And we went over there, and then Maggie's mother said, oh, they didn't have a big wedding. Mm-hmm. You're invited too, she said to me, because you brought your folks down here, what are we going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We come over to the house. So she made a little dinner there, at the house there. Had a small house, Wolf, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the old lady was there yet. So that was my folks. And she had made a table here, and she had a sheet or something on there, so it's a big. So she said, my folks at the back there, she says, my ma and dad, and then that lady, that Mrs. Wolf was sitting back there. Then they knew her, you know, from a long time already. They were visiting, they had a good time. So she looks at dad, she says, you know me. Hat sie gesagt, ich bin dir noch Geld schuldig. Mm-hmm. Dad never said nothing, you know. Das ist die Zeitung auf der Krieg, alles noch. You know, Dad knew it, because he paid for it.
Yeah.
Then she said, aber ich bezahle dich heute. And she took her, I remember that so good, because I was sitting out. And she took her handkerchief out, and she opened it. She gave Dad $12.
No,
she owed. She exactly knew how much she owed him. Jo, jetzt hat er gegeben auch Geld her.
Yeah.
My dad said, you know, tell sorry for something. Ja, sagte, ich hab die probiert, und Gott sagte, das ist ja so gut. She appreciates it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I had a laugh, the dad said, ich hab nie gedacht, dass ich das Geld mal kriege, aber ich hab's gedacht for a good Mensch.
Real good,
you know.
Home, huh?
But there was something
she's
to remember, you know. She knew exactly how much she owned.
She's got her own apartment.
Oh.
She still poops.
Yeah.
Just little pregnant things, but they could be big too, you know. Something to think about. That you owe somebody something and you want to pay it, and she got lived long enough that she could get to pay it.
Now I want to ask about your husband. What's your husband's parents' name?
3 more years.
His dad's name was Anton too. Schneider.
Anton Schneider.
And his mother's name was Magdalena.
And her last name, do you know her last name?
Her last name was Burgard.
Burgard.
Burchard.
Okay. Did they come to United States?
Yeah, they come to United States too.
Oh, okay. Where did they live?
They lived
the Schneiders.
They lived out there too, where we lived in Logan County.
Well,
they lived out there. And then some of them moved to Devil's Lake, and then they moved back again. Then they moved to Canada, and moved back again. You know, looking around.
Okay, now the parents. The parents. Where did they die?
Why did they die?
Your husband's parents. Where are they buried?
Where are they buried? They're buried up at St. Mary's.
Cemetery. In Bismarck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, well,
so in the end, they lift up. In the end, they lift up in Bismarck.
Yeah, they lived in Bismarck.
Oh, okay.
They had a little house over here on 13th Street. Small house.
Are they related to the Schneider Bouchon?
Oh, yes, it was my husband's cousin. Schneider Bouchon and Schneider Mike. There was two brothers. Mike was his name. He lived in Canada. He had both legs taken off before he got, before he died. He was in a basket.
He would be 97.
They were first cousin to your husband.
To my husband.
They were, so their dads were brothers. Oh.
Schneider Bouchon used to work for Schlusser's out there and worked around. He was a tough guy. He used to work, he used to come down to my brothers to see my brothers.
Way back when.
Schneider Bouchon.
Yeah. Okay.
Louis should do Louis Schneider.
Yeah, I know Louis, sure.
He's a brother-in-law.
He was married to my sister.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, but he died.
Oh, we had fun with him. It was a wedding. Whose wedding was it? There were Napoleon. Oh, that guy from Aberdeen, of Schneider Bosch Saint-Saëns. He lives in Aberdeen, Louis,
mm-hmm.
and Tony. Oh, they have a good time. They were drinking. I said, we had our kids with us, the two little ones, Paul and Michael, and I said, we're going to stay overnight. So Tony, no. Oh, we're going to go home. So, that's so darn late. The boys want to stay overnight. Nope. We're going to go home. He started driving. We got as far as the cemetery. And he said, you drive to me. So, okay. The boys were at the back. He moved over there and I drove home. I drove too fast. I shouldn't have drove that fast. I drove fast. And anyhow, we had that big car, you know, we had that Mercury, that white and green Mercury. Then the boys went to sleep and he went to sleep. I stopped out here at the drive here. Stopped and got up. Are we home already? Yeah. Gave you a fast ride. But them guys had so much fun, I tell you. Your dad, the autumn, and Feist Lawrence, Geno Lawrence Feist,
mm-hmm.
and the Schneider from Aberdeen, and the Louis Schneider, they went downstairs. You know where they had the kitchen? They sneaked drinks down there.
Oh.
That they didn't want to drink upstairs.